Think a minute. In 1951, a terrible nuclear disaster almost happened at a nuclear power plant in Canada. The core nuclear reactor had melted down, so it had to be taken apart before more deadly radiation escaped. The challenge was to find the right person who was both highly trained and also willing to do such a dangerous job. Well, there was a 26-year-old lieutenant in the U.S. Navy who was highly trained in nuclear physics and reactor technology. Plus, he had top security clearance at the Atomic Energy Commission. So he was flown to the nuclear power plant in Canada where the accident took place. There he led a team of technicians as they practiced each precise step of taking apart the melted-down reactor. Finally, wearing special radiation-resistant clothing and armed with only the tools in his hands, he went where no human being had ever gone, the core of a melted-down nuclear reactor. He had to take the reactor apart perfectly, with each step taking no longer than 1 minute and 30 seconds. In that amount of time, he was exposed to the maximum radiation for a human being for an entire year. So his quick and skillful work was crucial to his very survival. He had no time for even one little mistake of fumbling for a bolt. Both his life and the lives of many others was depending on him. Well, he not only survived, he greatly succeeded. And not only at that extremely challenging task, but many others throughout his life. For that young Navy lieutenant who saved countless lives by skillfully and bravely going where no man in history had gone before, went on to become President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. You see, what we become is determined by the choices we make today and every day. We have to choose to do the right thing and be our very best, no matter what the cost or risk. And when that becomes our daily habit and character, then it will continue bringing us even greater success. So why not ask Jesus to forgive you for not living the way you know you should, and to help you start living His right, best way today? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.